A major exodus of people from their homes started in 2011 with the eruption of civil war in Syria. But in the past 5 years, armed conflicts and persecution also have sent people fleeing from their homes in Africa, Asia, and Europe. Last year, 42,500 people a day left their homes due to some type of violence.
The world became a mess. And if people think that humanitarians can clean up the mess, they are wrong. We no longer have the capacity to pick up the pieces.
One in every 122 humans is now either a refugee or internally displaced or seeking asylum. The report is a reflection of the state of the world today, said the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
It is time for the international community to assume its responsibilities not only to the people in distress, but its responsibilities to be able to prevent or bring solutions to the conflicts that are causing so much suffering.
Syria is currently the world's biggest producer of displaced people and refugees, followed by Afghanistan and Somalia. Syria's neighbor Turkey has become the world's top refugee hosting nation. Greece and Italy are swamped with refugees who want to settle in Europe. European officials cannot agree on how to share the burden.
Italian and Deutschland sind jedenfalls beide der Meinung.
Italy and Germany certainly both agree that we need to arrive at a more equitable distribution in Europe. In our view, the best way is mandatory quotas for the European member states.
Several EU members have balked at the idea, and Hungary has announced plans to seal its border with Serbia. Many refugees use the Balkan route to reach Hungary on the way to Germany and Sweden.
We are talking about a 175-kilometer long border area whose physical closure can happen with a 4-meter-high fence.
In Southeast Asia, a move to block overland refugee routes from Myanmar into Thailand led to a humanitarian crisis in the Andaman Sea when thousands of refugees switched to the sea route. Slavica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.